Sacramento, California has one of the largest populations of recently arrived Ukrainian immigrants in the United States, and they're reeling from the news about their homeland. Cap Radio's Pauline Bartoloni reports on how their religious faith fuels the support they send back home.
Okay, yours? Okay, put it on.
All this week, Dina Samadurov has been connecting people with charities working in Ukraine. And on this day, she's doing it while watching her nephews.
People have been calling me all morning today, you know, trying to help their relatives up there. And because I did an announcement in our church on Sunday that I can connect and I can help, they're all calling now.
But Samadurov has an even harder task today. She's putting her parents on a plane to Poland so they can retrieve their two-year-old grandson. He's in northwestern Ukraine right now, and they want to bring him back to the United States.
We're planning to get him out of the war zone into Poland, and then we're going to ask for refugee status maybe so that we can bring him here.
Samadurov's father, Vladimir Andruschuk, is 65 and disabled. Despite the extreme risk, he plans to stay in Ukraine after rescuing his grandson. He wants to help with the humanitarian crisis. I asked him, through Dina, what moves her dad to do this.
She's saying, I have to be there where it's very bad for people, because that's where the need is. If the need was here in America, I would stay here and help.
Wherever
there's a need or hard to breathe for people, as Christian, I want to be there.
Samadurov and her father, along with many Ukrainian Christians in Sacramento, came here as refugees because of the religious persecution they experienced under the Soviet Union. Now, their churches are at the center of their response to the war.
We believe as a Christian, religious people, the prayer, that's the most powerful weapon that we can have in the world.
Vadim Deskevich is a pastor for the suburban Spring of Life Baptist Church. His congregation hosted this prayer breakfast that California politicians attended.
The Bible tells us a lot of stories that God did a big work inside the very tough situations.
Spring of Life and other Ukrainian Baptists in the area are also raising funds and providing emotional support for their loved ones back home. 67-year-old Nadia Vavrunyuk also came to the U.S. as a refugee. She says being a Christian in Western Ukraine prevented her from getting a higher education during Soviet rule. Her late husband's family and friends are still there.
We are constantly on the phone with them.
Her granddaughter, Diana Sinitsa, translates for her.
We're obviously very worried. We continue to pray, but the situation is so crazy. There's nothing we can really do. I hear them cry and I cry with them. And this situation just absolutely does not leave my mind at all. I think about it 24/7. So,
Vavrunyuk says her relatives wouldn't come to the U.S. right now because they don't want to leave behind family members joining the war. Through her tears, she says she would love for them to come to the U.S. so they can be as safe as she is today. For NPR News, I'm Pauline Bartoloni in Sacramento.